the Sanderson Ford Promise. We promise, we deliver. Sanderson Ford has been promising a better car buying experience and keeping our promise for over 65 years. And their 65th anniversary sale, they promised the best buying experience, which is nothing new. The biggest inventory and the lowest prices, again, nothing new. Take $9,000 off over 200 new F-150 Super Crew trucks that are in stock. 2020 Escapes for $23,900. Rangers, $27,900. And on top of those offers, a 65-inch TV with the purchase of any new Ford. We promise no hassle, no pressure, no nonsense approach to earning your business. We promise to give back to our community as they do consistently.
They do.
Promise total customer satisfaction, and we deliver. Sanderson Ford for any and all your vehicle needs.
Absolutely. That's no contest. No contest. Boy, the phone line sure loaded up. Let's see if we can get to a couple real quick.
Trisha, first on the line. At 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Trisha.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very good. What's your question?
So I had a question. I've been in my house for about 2 years, and there's just been something that's been driving me bonkers. there's random drip sounds in my house. So we have a I'll flush the toilet downstairs. And then in the laundry room, I'll hear drip sounds. There's nobody upstairs. There hasn't been anyone upstairs for hours. Then
now,
I'm upstairs,
does anyone
going to sleep at 10 o'clock. Go ahead.
The upstairs bedrooms, bathrooms, water fixtures, do they get used?
Yes, they get used, okay. But it had been like several hours, and there's just random drips later. And then, like, 9 o'clock at night, I'll be going to bed, and all of a sudden I hear drips on the exterior walls from the roof while we have a downstairs floor air conditioning unit. So I'm like, where's the drips coming from?
The mysterious water drip and that outside drip. You know where the condensation line comes from your air conditioning?
The condensation line is on the other side of the house, down on the bottom level.
Does it happen year round?
Yes.
Stumped. you just earned a visit from Rosie. I don't like being stumped. When I'm stumped, we figure it out. Where are you? Where are you in Arizona?
In Surprise.
In Surprise. Okay. I would have to ask a lot more questions, but we'll solve it for you. We're just not going to be able to solve it right here on the radio show. So we've got your name, we've got your phone number. We'll go digging, and this is just one more way, the ongoing education of Rosie Romero. So
what was the one we learned from Walker Plumbing? Something with the backflow prevention going bad after 50 years that was creating a water hammer?
A water hammer on the sprinkler irrigation box.
Yeah.
The backflow preventer vacuum breaker. They're all wearing out. They're all 30 and 40 years old. So that was a brand new education.
And I'm guessing in Surprise, we're not dealing with that old of a home. So this is going to be something new to
we'll go find out.
Add to the database.
We'll go find out. Hey, let's bring another special guest in, joining us from Pima County, Manny Sanchez of the Pool Corp. Manny, welcome.
How you doing, Rosie?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you, my friend?
Doing great today. A wonderful day.
If you heard in the Outdoor Living Hour, Jay talking about you want to know how cool it is, try jumping in your pool. And for a lot of us, we're now past our swim season, so we're going to brought Manny in to talk about pool covers.
A lot of things you can expect a pool cover to do and not do, Manny. What are people looking for when they're looking for a pool cover? You could be looking just to keep the dirt out. You could be looking to block evaporation. You could be looking at saving chemicals. All of those covers accomplish a lot, but they aren't going to accomplish child safety. Talk about pool covers in general.
Well, pool covers are typically designed to help retain heat in your pool. There's multiple options. There's vinyl covers, there's poly covers, there's bubble covers, and there's foam covers. All more or less accomplish the same thing with some slight variables. There's a lot of different types on the market. A lot of it is based on marketing and the market that they're geared for. But more than anything, your traditional cover is going to cover your pool, help heat it, and help keep it clean.
Not a safety feature.
If you're looking for safety, your more line's going to be geared to looking for there's products out there that are designed and marketed to be safety products, and those are the ones that you'd mount up to your deck. Those are ones that would be installed onto a track system like an auto cover. Those obviously are a little bit more in cost. They're more of a custom item for more pools that would more or less require a professional to help spec you and install it.
Yes.
It all depends on what you're looking to accomplish. But if you're looking for a combination of a solar / safety cover, most of the safety covers on the market would accomplish that.
Manny, I've got a question for you. There's a concept or an idea out there that I've heard about for a long time. I've always been skeptical of it, but maybe that's just me. Again, maybe I just need to be more educated. There's a chemical cover that you can put on your pool that's supposed to stop evaporation and save chemicals. Is that practical? Does it work?
So, yes, it does work. A lot of, and it all depends on the efficiencies you're looking for. Nothing's going to cover a pool better than a cover itself. But let's suppose that you're taking the cover off during the course of the day to swim or just allow the pool to just breathe, per se. The liquid covers will work better in that capacity because obviously they're still in the pool.
Yes.
And they kind of create a barrier that will discourage evaporation. So though in the large scheme of things, their efficiencies are a little less than they would be with a solid cover that covers your entire pool. There is an application for them, but based on your application, that's when you'd make that determination. Is my pool cover always going to be off? Do I not have accessibility to put it on? It is a great option for you.
Okay.
If you have the ability to take a cover on and off as needed many times during the day, then my recommendation would be a solid cover.
And one of the things in studying this that kind of alerted me to something to warn people about is if you have a manual cover, don't leave it partially on and partially off. If you're going to remove it, remove it. And make sure
make sure
you haven't got kids in there swimming with half the pool uncovered.
Absolutely. So covering a pool halfway, obviously, it would decrease evaporation. But at the same time, you risk yourself to somebody getting hurt. I mean, somebody could swim under the cover, get disoriented, and possibly drown.
Well, I know it has become a bigger industry as far as covering the pool, pretty well putting it to sleep winter long. They do make covers that are custom made for each individual swimming pool that are securely attached to the deck that allow you to actually walk out there and it will be tight enough to keep people from crawling underneath it. But one thing people forget about is when it rains, if it's that secure, what do you do with all the water that accumulates on the top of it?
Well, some covers, and a lot of it depends on the application for your yard, there is mesh covers that will allow water to seep through.
Okay.
But if you get a mesh cover, and depending on the thickness of it and depending on the color of it, some of the debris will still get through. Now, if you get with a solid cover, obviously water is not going to seep through, but the debris that's on top will store on top, therefore keeping your pool closed during keeping your pool clean during the closed season. So if you were to hypothetically, and this is not a word that's used in Arizona a lot, winterize your pool, if you were to close it down for the season, everything would accumulate on the top and you'd be able to clean it. But at the same time, if you get a heavy rainfall, it would be wise to have a drain handy to drain the surface.
Absolutely, because I mean,
a pump, not a drain, a pump.
Yeah. So those are it all depends what you're trying to accomplish. If you're trying to extend your swim season, you have the manual set solar bubble wrap type covers to put on. They're the mesh style that can be are generally considered safety engineered to keep any unwanted bodies out of the swimming pool. Then you go to the solid covers, some that will or that won't allow rain to go through it. In a solid cover anchored securely, you actually have to have a pump to pull the water off the top of the surface. It gets very, very heavy.
It can. Just because the amount of water that will build up on that will counteract the weight that's underneath the cover, and you could have some failures, which would then compromise the safety feature of the product you were investing in.
Well, I'm seeing the use of pool covers more and more and more than I've ever seen building, remodeling, and living in other people's backyards in Arizona. So we wanted to raise the topic up to allow people to kind of think through what they're trying to get done. Manny Sanchez, we appreciate you joining us here at Rosie on the House and helping educate the Arizona homeowner.
Thank you very much for having me, Rosie.
Well, thanks again. Pool covers. It is our hashtag of the week to try and get all of you educated as to the right questions to ask according to what is it you're trying to get done.